The following is an Operation Podcast production.
Welcome to Rooted in Wellness with me, wellness advocate and holistic nutritionist, Mona Sharma. Together, we will take a journey to discover natural healing practices from imbalance to balance, guided by ancient wisdom and modern scientific insights. I was raised living summers on an ashram, so I learned early on that food is medicine and your kitchen is your greatest source of healthcare and prevention. After facing two heart surgeries, anxiety, and weight challenges, I discovered that just because your symptoms are common doesn't mean that they are normal. Together with some incredible guests, we will explore the power of our mind, body, and soul connection, returning to our roots to rediscover our greatest well-being. Welcome to my very first solo episode of Rooted in Wellness. You can look at this episode as your starter guide for feeling more rooted in yourself, in your body, in your inner wisdom, and in your life. In this episode, my goal is to help you understand what being rooted means, what makes us feel uprooted, and give you the first five steps that you could take in order to live a more rooted life. This, I believe, is the foundation for your greatest happiness and optimal health span. What does someone feel like when they're rooted? The best analogy for feeling rooted is when you feel like a sturdy tree, firmly anchored and supported in the earth, unshaken by life's demands. You radiate a sense of calmness and this inner strength that comes from knowing who you are and where you stand. You're in tune with your body and your emotions are steady. Your mind tends to be more clear. Challenges obviously will come our way, but we tend to be able to face them with more resilience and grace. It's the knowing that you hold a positive energy and that you can return to balance and feel good too. It's knowing that you can always become rooted again because of your inner strength and your sense of self-love. This sense of peace also cultivates the environment for our mind and our body to heal and function at its best. How do we know if we're rooted? You know you are rooted when you feel a deep sense of inner peace and emotional stability and a strong connection to yourself and the world around you. Maybe you're also making better and healthier choices for yourself to honor your constitution and your needs. What does it look like to be uprooted? What are the symptoms of feeling uprooted? Feeling uprooted in life is the opposite of feeling rooted. It refers to a state of disconnection, instability, frustration, and a lack of feeling grounded. It can often feel like sadness or anxiety, inability to focus, and a sense of losing touch with who we really are, and can even manifest with physical symptoms like headaches or digestive or sleep issues, even aches and pains that come with a feeling of inflammation or uneasiness. Feeling uprooted can definitely feel distressing and a challenging experience if we stay there for too long. My clients describe it as a lack of ease or a feeling of flow in their life. But this often signifies a need for change or for self-exploration and the development of coping strategies to regain a sense of stability and purpose in life. So feeling uprooted can actually be a guiding light for us too. In my work, so many clients at this point ask for the perfect diet to follow, the hardcore protocol, and the supplements because they need this intensity to distract them from dealing with the underlying emotions causing the imbalance. But healing has to stop looking like this, especially if you're noticing a cycle in your life of these uprooted symptoms over and over again. It's not always about hardcore. It's about grace and ease and mindfulness, about being able to control your inner state by listening to the messages your body is constantly giving you. Now, if you are feeling uprooted, I want to walk you through five simple habits to start with that will make you feel more rooted. These habits are things I highly recommend to prioritize daily and weekly for feeling the best you can in your body and in your life. And let's just say, you know, eating a nutritious diet of whole foods and exercising daily, those are no-brainers to help you feel rooted. You know this already. No one has ever regretted getting a workout or eating a nutrient-dense, delicious meal. So instead, let's dive into real in-the-moment practices that you can adopt when your vibration shifts. Habit number one, stop what you're doing and get outside for a walk without your phone. Stop and break the pattern. Just think about this right now. The feeling of going outside, taking a pause, breathing in fresh air, looking up at the sky and simply dropping the energy out of your busy mind and into your body will shift your state. If there's sun out, the rays of sunlight will also support your body's circadian rhythm and boost serotonin, that feel-good hormone in your gut. Habit number two, build your personal altar. I know you can't escape to an ashram when life feels intense. So instead, I teach my clients how to build an altar at their home, at their office, or their work area. This doesn't have to be a religious thing. It can be simply a small collection of items that anchor you in a feeling of peace and happiness. For example, at my house, I have a crystal, I've got some Palo Santo that I like to stop and burn, and I've got an image of a deity that reminds me of something greater than my struggles. Some of my clients have a vision board or a picture of themselves at a moment in their life when they felt amazing, or even, you know, some essential oils or a spray or maybe something devotional to a memory of happiness. And over time, as you look at your altar with intention to recall that emotion, it'll anchor you and remind you that feeling uprooted will pass. Habit number three is box breathing. By simply bringing your awareness to your breath, you can shift your entire physiology in just a few minutes. I love box breathing because it gives my mind something to focus on. It breaks the cycle of that repetitive thought while boosting oxygen to your brain, and it activates the relaxation part of your nervous system, giving relief from those overpowering emotions and from stress. So let's try it right now. If it feels good, hopefully you're not driving, and don't do this if you're pregnant, stop and just take a deep breath in and then let it go. What we're gonna do is we're gonna inhale for the count of four. We're gonna hold our breath at the top for the count of four. We're gonna exhale for the count of four, and then we're gonna hold it on the out for a count of four, and then repeat. So when you're ready, let's begin. Inhale, om one, om two, om three, om four. Hold the breath, om one, om two, om three, om four. Exhale, om one, om two, om three, om four. Hold it out, om one, om two, om three, om four. Just one more time, inhale. Om one, om two, om three, om four. Hold the breath. Om one, om two, om three, om four. Exhale. Om one, om two, om three, om four. Hold it out. Om one, om two, om three, om four. Now, repeat this for a few cycles on your own, and you'll notice a shift in your physiology and in your state of mind to help you feel rooted. Habit number four, get outside and seek stillness in nature. And if it's possible, go outside and either put your bare feet into the ground, or even better, lay down on the ground and let nature just hold you. Grounding in nature really helps us feel more rooted by connecting us to the earth's healing energy, often referred to as negative ions, which can really help to promote physical and emotional well-being. It reduces stress and it really provides a sense of stability and connection with the natural world. The more that we connect to nature and all of her elements, the more that we feel soothed. Often, I even get my clients to just imagine, you can imagine this, putting your feet into the grass or into the sand or the ocean, or feel the feeling of the sun on your skin. Immediately, you know, most of us just tend to exhale. Nature cues this feeling of rest and recalibration, which feels so good. Habit number five, shift to a gratitude practice. Similar to stopping the pattern and getting outside, this you can do anytime, anywhere. I suggest putting pen to paper and journaling, or if you need, you can create a note section in your phone for gratitude. List the things that you're grateful for and shift your focus to positivity. But here's the thing, when you think about those things, I want you to tune into the feeling. What does it feel like to feel grateful for those things? Do you know that it's actually physically impossible to feel stress at the same time as feeling a deep sense of gratitude? So tune into the feeling within you and make your gratitude list and watch the feeling of being uprooted dissipate. So there you have it, the five simple steps to start your rooted in wellness journey. Let me quickly recap. Habit number one, stop and go outside for a walk. Look up to feel expansion instead of the feeling of contraction. Habit number two, Build your altar with things that anchor you in a feeling of peace and happiness. Habit number 3, find your breath. Use box breathing as a simple tool to shift your state. Habit number 4, get grounded outside by seeking stillness in nature. Habit number 5, stop and journal on what you're grateful for by tuning into how those things make you feel. If you love this episode, please be sure to leave a rating and a review. It only takes 2 seconds, but greatly helps the